Yo, what up, street dogs? Yeah, camera, right? So the thought. Enthusiasm is genius. So like, genius is not a concept or something that's only for the few and select. Genius is actually for the few, the chosen, the individuals who have the courage and the enthusiasm to pursue what they really care about. So for me, it's great because everyone can and is a genius. It's more about expressing your inner genius by not censoring yourself, not being so scared, and actually not watering down your enthusiasm. The strange bias I've discovered in modern day life is it's kind of not considered cool to showcase your enthusiasm. So for me, I find myself to be the most enthusiastic guy that I know. And actually, as a consequence, I have more power, energy, and everything to do all these things that I want to do. And to me, this is very important because when you pursue your enthusiasm, you know, enthusiasm, passion, in American English is effectively the same thing, then you're capable of achieving such epic, crazy, phenomenally, super cool stuff. Now, my basic thought is, try to think of what you're really enthusiastic about, and don't let anyone like kind of shit on your enthusiasm. And a lot of people tend to think that my enthusiasm is somehow fake, or maybe like it's like socially aberrant that like I have so much passion for what I do. But you know, I'm just kind of lucky because like, you know, my mom encouraged me to pursue my passions and stuff like that. And so as a consequence, I became who I am today, right? And so what are you enthusiastic about is the $1 trillion question. So what you're enthusiastic about is kind of random oftentimes, right? Like, you're either enthusiastic because, you know, you're exposed to it at a young age, or you discovered on, you know, somewhere on the media, or you read a book, or somehow your family influenced you. To trace the genealogy and the genesis of our enthusiasm is a little bit difficult to pin down. However, what's far more important is actually giving ourselves free license and power to pursue our enthusiasm. So fight back against these, like, you know, kind of like loser kids, right? Like any kid who wears fucking way too much streetwear and puts on a hoodie and stuff and doesn't make eye contact with nobody and looks at their phone all day, these kids are essentially losers, right? Is that, and truth be told, I don't really blame the kids. It's just kind of more of like, don't pretend to be cool by pretending to not be interested or enthusiastic. Cause like, society is kind of trying to make everyone a little bit more callous and indifferent to everything. And if for some reason it seems cool to be apathetic, which is like a very strong, very strange new trend I see in American society. And so what I'd encourage is do the opposite. Do the opposite by don't worry about being cool or not or whatever. What you do is you pursue your enthusiasms, you don't water yourself down, you distill yourself, you condense yourself, and you share your enthusiasm widely as much as possible. Sometimes it lands on good ears, sometimes it don't. So like Jesus said, right, like, you know, sow your seed as far as you can. It might land on good seed, it might not, but that's not really that doesn't really matter. What actually matters more is whether you have the courage to just keep doing what you believe in, keep saying what you believe in. Certainly don't self-censor yourself. Don't water yourself down. If you cuss in real life, cuss in your videos, whatever. And so essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to make yourself more transparent and naked, that your real life self and your online self is the same people. Like, my only critique of people is when they act a certain way on the internet, and I met them in real life, and in real life they're not like the way they are on the internet, and I'm like, yo, use a phony. And like, kind of like the best thing I learned from Catcher in the Rye as a kid. Yeah, like, you know, I forget the main character calls everyone a phony, right? And like, that's the only thing I despise in people. It's like, if people's a phony, like, I don't care how rich, smart, or intelligent, or skilled you are, that's fine. But once you become a phony, dude, use blacklisted in my book, right? So be careful, be skeptical, be suspicious, be aware of the leeches, be aware of the parasites, people who try to pull you down. Get rid of the negativity, and you do have the power to just cut ties with people you don't really care for or like, and that seems like the most logical way forward. Don't let nobody water down your enthusiasm.